Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You heard the man. It is a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to you as well, John Lopez.
You know, I said I was great. I always like to have a good attitude. My headphones just broke.
Yeah, what is happening there?
I got the funky headphones. I got one ear, so I'm almost great. But happy Friday.
Yeah. Fig, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't know how to feel about those new mic arms in this studio, man.
Are they blocking cameras and stuff?
Yeah.
Well,
it make y'all look kind of awkward a little bit.
Well, that's fine. We'll be awkward if we got to be awkward. We're still going to have a good Friday.
Reggie's does. But we're all right.
That's fine. Yeah, I think we'll be good.
This one's a circus.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's real high.
It's high and it blocks the camera. Yeah.
It looked like you work for a music station.
I just a camera that just comes up out of the desk, like right here. Why do we have to have a jungle gym in here?
Probably because they keep breaking.
Yeah, we broke a whole bunch.
It's our fault.
Apparently, myself and Ron the Show Hughley have stronger arms than we realize when we're moving around these microphones.
Look at you.
Clearly, that's not the answer.
The gym?
Clearly, that's not actually the answer. All right, let's get going on a Friday. Get involved with the program on a Football Friday as we gear up for Texans and Jaguars. I almost said Broncos. We've done that. We've seen that. We've played that. Now it's time to see the Jaguars come through. Yes, that sound makes sense there, Sean. And get involved with the program all the day long. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, we always have appreciation for the MoCaram Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And John Lopez, I got to tell you, I didn't think I would be annoyed in the way that I would be listening to Nick Cayley to talk.
Well, you and me both, bro.
You got me. He drew me offside. Just a real strong, hard count. I was like,
Yeah. So I was the same way. I was trying to convince myself, look, anytime things aren't going well, everything's going to be magnified, and maybe it's me. Maybe it was me. I was trying to convince myself. Maybe it's me just being bitter and you know, sort of angry and frustrated. And I was trying to give Nick Cayley, like, what else are they supposed to say? Well, we'll get to that. I thought it was just me. And then the more I heard this, I was like, it's not just me.
Starting with me, Sam.
It's not just me. It's him.
Is that a drop? Yeah. Is that a drop we got, Fig, or just Nick Cayley?
Starting with me, standing here.
Very good. Excellent.
Which is perfect, by the way, for this segment.
Yeah, that was one of the things he said. Obviously, the coordinators talk on Thursdays of a normal week, and that was yesterday. And so the coordinators talked, Matt Burke, Nick Cayley, Frank Ross, as always, especially with the way that this team is situated, the offense being the number one thing that you look at and you have concerns about. Nick Cayley's availability is always front and center with us. And this week, even more so when you consider the starting quarterback's not playing. And you've seen issues with that. You're probably starting right tackle is likely not to be playing. Ed Ingram, do we even have clarification there either?
No, still a DNP.
Right? Yeah. So that's another one that we personally haven't talked a ton about. I think we believe that maybe you have Juice Scruggs slide over. But even that, there's a lot of uncertainty there But the things that feel more certain, I would probably say don't feel certain in the good way.
Yeah.
Can we start with Kaylee one here? Because this one absolutely got under my skin, John Lopez. I'm going to be honest. And to be fair, it's not just Nick Kaylee. It's the entirety
right,
of the team.
Right, that's what I was trying to convince myself, but it was.
Because we've had people ask a number of times. Shout out to Sarge, I think, bringing this back up a number of times. And then I believe it was, I can't remember who asked the question this week, so apologies there. But continually asking the various different people that are in charge, the people that are in front of the microphone, what is the identity of this team? Nick Kaylee's answer here really, really upset me.
Yeah, what I would say is, a physical outfit that wants to run the ball downhill, okay, starting with that with changeups, okay? We did not run the ball well enough, okay? I would say that starting off. And then we've shown the ability to drive the football, okay? We haven't been able to finish well enough, which has been disappointing. So we've got to do a better job of that again, starting with me, standing here, okay? And we own that.
We want to run the ball downhill. Well, cool story.
I appreciate
it. We all want things.
I appreciate that. Well, yes, that's a great point.
I mean, do every NFL team want to run the ball downhill?
I want to have dinner with Christina Aguilera. I mean,
I've heard this once before. You and Christina Aguilera, huh?
Oh, she's the real deal.
Okay.
She's a big fan.
Yeah, I'm realizing that more so.
But has got nothing to do with it.
I think the particular portion of it, Figgy, I know you're talking about wanting to run downhill. I think teams want to run the football, always. Mm-hmm. Downhill is very particular to this team. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a largely inside zone from what I've been able to see. Team, the thing that's frustrating, and I think you're alluding to that, John Lopez, is that you can want it all you want. This is clearly not something you do well.
Yeah.
And not only is that the case, if you go and you actually put the numbers on it, there is not a single way you could slice it that is something that you do well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate that, one, he acknowledged that they have not done that well, and two, that he said want as opposed to, like, this is what we are, because that'd be a whole different level.
Especially if he was asked, like, about identity. No, it's not.
But that's what he was asked about, his identity.
Yeah.
And the frustrating thing is that what Nick Kaylee talked about a lot, and I understand that was in a time period where you hadn't had the opportunity to fully get a grasp of, you know, what you wanted to do. Like, you were still trying to figure some things out with your personnel and all those and training camp and such. But this is supposed to be a game plan and do what's best for the personnel that we have type approach to offense.
Mm-hmm.
Run the ball downhill does not make sense. Like, if you take it from yards, they are in the 20s when it comes to total yards. If you take it from yards per game, they're in the 20s. If you take about yards per play, they're in the 20s. If you take it from efficiency stats, there's a number of them, EPA per play, stuff percentage, right? Or even one of my favorites, success rate, right? Mm-hmm. How many times? They have a low success rate. They are really middling, if not below average, when it comes to explosives. It's like they're not getting runs over 10 yards. There's just no way to cut it in any facet that this is a team that runs the ball well in any way. Talk less of being physical and getting upfield. And we know that because we watch this offensive line, and they are not a physical offensive line. So, and
nothing about them says run down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Downhill.
And it's one of two things. Either you're completely neglecting what you have in front of you, which is probably possible here, Or, I don't even know if there's another one. I thought I had another one, but there it goes. It just feels like you're neglecting what's happening here. Or you're just really bad at executing what you want to do.
I definitely want to get to the other two cuts, Figgy. Just do them in order because this, you know, people talk about triggers. This is what really triggered me and got me thinking about this. Because Nick Caley said a lot. He was obviously presenting himself good, answering the questions, didn't get too riled up. You know, he said a lot, but did he really say anything? And then this one happened, and that would be the first Caley, Figgy.
I take accountability for, if that's what you're implying, I take accountability starting with me on this. It's the entire operation. So we've got to do a better job. We got to, find better ways to ultimately get the ball across the goal line. I understand the intent of what you're asking, but you're asking me about execution physically. That's what it means. We also have to put ourselves in position to be able to find different ways to score. And so, it hasn't been good enough. I definitely agree with that. No doubt about it. And, that's the quest, is to do that for sure. It's a whole thing. Yeah, it's how you practice. It's how you approach everything. And then ultimately, when you get an opportunity for 60 minutes on Sunday, you got to go do it. And haven't done a good enough job of that.
And so what is accountability is obviously a question. And the question is about, they always talk about execution, which sort of puts it on the players and, hey, we're doing our job. But then he did clarify and say, no, it's us as well. But the whole I take accountability, we have to be better. To me, it's just sort of a disarming tactic, look, I'm not saying I'm not at fault here, but it always goes back to the execution, always goes back to what we want to do, and we're not doing it. It just hit me the wrong way, man.
Right, and I don't want to be hypocritical on this because this part of answering the question, when you don't get the answers to questions at all, it's frustrating, and now we get some answers and they're not satisfactory, and it's frustrating.
Yeah.
So I don't want to glaze over or gloss over that portion of this. The thing that is, and that's someone from the 281. What should he say? And that's ultimately what I want to get to is that really none of the answers are going to really mean much unless you are starting to unless you get to the right answers, or even you're starting to demonstrate an ability of finding some answers. And that's the thing that is the most frustrating about all of this. I'm not seeing the experimentation to start finding the right answers. The small portions of the right answers that you have found, it feels like you've walked away from time and time again. You know what I'm talking about. What up, Jalen Knoll? And the answers are also similar. And that's why the run thing hit me, right? I get it. Early on, that is the idea, especially we're going to try and come in. We're going to try and coach up this guys on the offensive line for the technique to be better, for you to go and be aggressive. And that's going to be our identity. When you get halfway through the season and you're looking up and it's like it's not quite working that way.
Yeah.
It feels weird to be able to step out here and be like, well, that's what we are. It's not.
It's not.
It's not. And if you're telling me, well, we got to find another way, holding on to that as identity feels like it's erroneous here.
Yeah, and you said find another way. And I'm glad that texter brought that up. And look, I started this whole segment by saying, maybe it's me. I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. But you can't help how you feel. And this just made me feel irritated, because we've heard this before, and this whole you have to take accountability and it starts with me. Yes, we know. We know it starts with you. But the big takeaway for me after I, heard this and kind of looked at the offense and the things that you're talking about, it still made me feel like he's just kind of guessing out there, whether it's the practice field or the play calling or whatever. It's like, let's try this. We want to be – and he's also has the directive from above, we're going to run the ball.
Yeah.
And maybe his hands are tied.
That's quite possible, right? Yeah. And maybe that's why you have to continue to this particular answer, even in the face of it and not showing any numbers. Literally, I was – as he said that, I pressed pause on it. And I went back and I started pulling up every statistic I could think of running
wise. I'm
glad
you did, because there's nothing that says that.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And so, it's either insanity in the wide-held thought of the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, even though that is not actually the definition of insanity. But, I mean, that's what it would be. It feels like that would have to be the case. Either you are doing this level of insanity or this is being foisted upon you that this has to be a part of the identity. And ultimately, whichever one of those it is, the most frustrating thing to me, the thing that I'm most upset about is that the job is not getting done and that you find yourself in a place where you're wasting fantastic opportunities and really an incredible defense in the process. I hear you, Davis Mills. We're trying to find that identity. It feels like right now the ways that they're going about it aren't right. We'll see. Another opportunity to put something on wax is show if you can maybe start to give us some level of idea that you are working towards the right degree, right answers here. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 here on a Friday, getting going. Coming up next, it's not just football this weekend that is worth that is of interest. The Houston Rockets, 5-game winning streak, and they begin NBA Cup play against a worthy opponent in the San Antonio Spurs. What are you hoping to learn here from the Spurs or from the Rockets in this game tonight? 713-572-4610. We talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.